On a Saturday morning ahead of Thanksgiving, it's time once again for a wine chat with our friend from Haskell's, Jack Farrell. And Jack, happy Thanksgiving to you and all the folks at Haskell's.
Well, the same to you, Denny. A very happy Thanksgiving. In fact, I think that's what we should just talk about today, is Thanksgiving and the wine. There's a lot happening. You know, we had Nouveau Beaujolais came in on Thursday, and that's always something that's looked forward to with a great deal of excitement, et cetera. And, it's interesting. Somebody said, what kind of a vintage is it? Well, it's okay. I mean, it's pretty good. Between the very, very best Nouveau you ever had in your life and between the very, very worst Nouveau you ever had in your life is a hair's breadth of difference. Because it's vinified so quickly and produced so rapidly, there's very little difference in a great vintage and a not-so-hot vintage. So it really doesn't make much difference. And this one was an okay vintage, 2023. Fun to drink it because, you know, there's a saying in France, if you drink Nouveau Beaujolais the year it's made, you'll have good luck all the following year. And I'm here to say I wouldn't doubt that. We've been bringing Nouveau into the United States for now. This is our 51st year. We started in 1972. We were the second retailer in North America to bring Nouveau from France. And we're still doing it, and the wine is a lot of fun. And we only get so much, so we will eventually run out. It's not a bad wine, incidentally, to have for Thanksgiving. It's a light, fruity wine that everybody will like, and easy. It's not expensive, etc. So it's a good wine in that respect. And, of course, I have a vested interest in Beaujolais. I have a son and a grandson whose name is Beaujolais. And so we're sort of a Beaujolais family. And the Beaujolais Nouveau, indeed, is really not to be missed. But today I thought we would talk about wines to have with your Thanksgiving feast. As everybody knows, we probably promote a lot of Vouvray. Vouvray is a white wine from the Loire Valley. It's 100% Chenin Blanc. And 53 years ago, when I first acquired Haskell's, I was told Vouvray was perfect with turkey. Well, I've seen no evidence since then that's changed my mind. Vouvray is really a great wine to have with turkey. There's a couple of good ones, Lely, L-E-S-L-Y-S, and Voltaire, like the philosopher Vouvray Voltaire, that are two Vouvrays that come to mind that aren't very expensive. They're under $15, and they're absolutely delicious and perfect with Thanksgiving wines. They're kind of interesting. You know, they have a sort of an apricot, an almond nose. I wouldn't call them sweet, but they're not bone dry, acidic. So everybody appeals, the wine appeals to everybody, from people that have a very sophisticated palate to people that are drinking their first glass of wine. It's very nice. And before I forget and get carried away on all the wines to have with your Thanksgiving feast, I always get asked this time of year, what was our turkey-based recipe? And it's so simple, and it adds an extra dimension to your turkey, believe me. You take one-third a cup of dry white wine, one-third of a cup of orange juice, and one-third of a cup of melted butter. And you use that cup to baste the turkey two or three times while it's cooking. And that just seems to add a very continental touch to the turkey. Again, the base is so simple. It's three items: orange juice, wine, and melted butter, and equal parts of each: orange, wine, and melted butter. And I might add, never, ever, ever buy anything called cooking wine. If a wine isn't good enough to drink, which cooking wine isn't, it's certainly not good enough to cook with. And I'm always flabbergasted at how much money they get in the stores for cooking wine. You could drink some pretty good table wine and save yourself some money. But at any rate, if you walk away from this show without anything, don't buy cooking wine. It's not very good. And if you're having a Thanksgiving feast at your house. Like I said, my first choice are the Vouvray. They're wonderful wines. In my opinion, Chenin Blanc is at its perfect peak in Vouvray. And while Chenin Blanc is grown all over the world, particularly the most of it, believe it or not, is grown in South Africa, where it's called Steen, S-T-E-E-N. But the Vouvrays from the Loire are really, in my opinion, the best with turkey. Now, if you're going to have people in, you're going to have an aperitif when they arrive. Today, sparkling wines have gotten so inexpensive, led by Proseccos and Spanish Cavas, etc. You can buy a very modestly priced sparkling wine, and even some Cremants of Burgundy, and wines that aren't really champagne, and mix them, make a mimosa for when people arrive, if they're arriving early in the day. At this time of year, I think what's sort of fun is to make a cranberry mimosa. Use cranberry juice and the sparkling wine, and maybe float a cranberry in it. It's festive, it looks nice, etc., and tastes delicious. And if you don't like it, you can have your mimosa without orange juice or without cranberry and just sip the champagne. Great way to start your Thanksgiving feast, in my opinion. And there's all sorts of Cremants. If you want to pay a little more, like the Henri Villemont's Cremant, which is a Blanc de Blanc. It's made from Chardonnay entirely. It's a wonderful sparkling wine from France, the Burgundy area. If you like red wine, I'm a big fan of having Pinot Noir. Pinot Noir seems to lend itself to the Thanksgiving feast so much better than something like a Cabernet or a Merlot, or for that matter, a Zinfandel would. They just have that soft edge to them that goes with everything you're having on Thanksgiving. You know, Thanksgiving isn't just the turkey itself, and that's the main thing, of course, to pair it with. But we have all those side dishes. Most of them are decidedly sweet. So you want a wine that isn't going to fight with that. And Pinot Noir is the answer there, in my opinion. There's a good one from California called Provenera, very modestly priced, and just a lovely Pinot Noir. And as I said a moment ago, Nouveau Beaujolais wouldn't be all bad either. It appeals to the masses, that's for sure. Another thing you want to think about having this time of year is what some in my family call Christmas in a bottle, Louisa liqueur. Louisa is a liqueur that's pecan, coffee, and caramel. A little like a Kahlua or Tia Maria, but not so heavy to the coffee. It's more pecan and caramel. And it's very popular and a great thing to have over all the holidays as a little after-dinner sweet. Louisa liqueur, really good. Now, if you're going to have lamb for your Thanksgiving feast, and a lot of people do, why not try Mélange Bordeaux? Lamb is a wine that just cries for Bordeaux or a big Cabernet Sauvignon. The 1881 Cabernet is very good, and I like Mélange, and I have for years the Thousand Angels property in Bordeaux, and they really make an excellent bottle of wine, and it's modestly priced. Or you, with that lamb also, a Zin wouldn't be too bad, and Provenera, that outfit I've just mentioned for a Pinot Noir, makes a great Zinfandel that will have you begging for more. Provenera, Zinfandel, or Mélange Bordeaux would be very good. If you're having any kind of smoked meat or smoked turkey, you should have a Riesling from Germany. It marries so well with smoked meats and smoked turkey and smoked ham. Dr. Tanish makes an awfully good straight Riesling that is just absolutely delicious. And if you really just don't like Riesling, how about a Viognier from Laforge? I think their Laforge Viognier, which is a French Viognier, again, modestly priced, absolutely delicious wine, etc. If you're having roast beef like Baron of Beef, etc., again, Laforge wouldn't be bad with their Cabernet, which is awfully good, or 1881 Cabernet from California is another one that's good. All of these are Cabernet seems to just go so very, very well with Baron of Beef. Now, if you're having a vegetarian dish, try Tobias Chardonnay. Tobias is Rick Foreman's son, Toby. And Foreman Chardonnay, which is in the stratosphere price-wise, and is very, very good. But the apples don't fall far from the tree. Rick's son, Toby, makes a very good Chardonnay, very modestly priced, and it would be perfect with a vegetarian meal. Also, he makes a pretty good Sauvignon Blanc, and there's one I had discovered this year called Salt Sauvignon Blanc. Salt is the name of the vineyard, S-A-L-T. And their Sauvignon Blanc, I thought, was one of the best I have tasted. It was just terrific. And, of course, if you want to have a red wine with that vegetarian thing, why not look to no further than Sangiovese? Sangiovese is just a wonderful grape, and there's a good one called just Tuscan wine, Tosca. And marvelous wine would be great with a vegetarian dish, believe me. And like I said, that's all those things go very well and help enhance and make your meal very special. Of course, the day after, if you're having turkey tetrazzini or turkey salad or leftover casserole with the stuffing and the vegetables, etc., a light red wine would be just perfect with that. And believe me, if you are able to have a big budget, a really big budget, try Chambol Musigny from Boisse. Chambol Musigny is a northern Burgundy that is just unbelievably good, from 2018, so it's 5 years old, and it is just maybe one of the best wines I have tasted in this whole last year. It was really good. We tried it a couple of weeks ago, and I think it's my pick, number one pick, for wines to have with the holidays. It's not an inexpensive wine. It's $100 a bottle. But if you have a spare $100 and you want a real splurge, why not try that, again, Chambol Musigny from Boisse, Burgundy, 2018. It's just drinking so beautifully. And like I say, it's expensive, but sometimes it's worth splurging a little bit, and that's a big splurge, I would agree. But I think I'd be remiss in not mentioning something that is really at top. Also, while I'm talking about tops, Ted Farrell has picked a Thanksgiving survival kit of 6 for $60 that is just a great combination, 6 wines for $60. He has in there a little Cote de Rhone, which is perfect. He has, we talked about that, Toscana, Ivoroni's Toscana, Sangiovese at its best. It's just absolutely delicious wine. He's got a Castellinette, a Spanish sparkler in there. It's not quite a cava, but it's a sparkling wine, and it is delicious, and it'd make a great mimosa. And then, of course, he's put in there Rosé d'Anjou. And talk about an old friend. You want to introduce people to a new wine, introduce them to Rosé d'Anjou. That used to be everyone's go-to wine when they first started to drink wine. And believe me, there's a reason for that. It's just wonderful. Again, it's a Loire Valley. You're familiar with Anjou pears. This is a rosé wine made from made in the same area as Anjou pears. It's just terrific. Then he has Fourdon Chardonnay, which is good, and Cathedral Creek Cabernet Sauvignon. So you have 6 wonderful wines crossing the spectrum of everything, and it's a great survival kit to have at home. There's a wine for almost every occasion when you try any one of those. So there you have it. Wines for the holiday, great wines to have with your Thanksgiving feast. And you know, a glass of wine, an interesting statistic in the United States is about 45% of the people in the United States don't drink. Yet on Thanksgiving, 85% of the households serve wine with their meal. A funny statistic, that's for sure. But it just shows you how important I think wine is, especially when the family's convening together. It is a great way to celebrate the holidays with a little wine at the table. And if you pick the right one, believe me, it's going to enhance that meal just tremendously.
Absolutely. And if you need questions answered about which wine to pick for your meal, ask any one of the Haskell's folks.
Yes, Haskell's folks we love to talk about wine. And while we can't make the meal, we can make it memorable with the perfect wine pairing. It's really great that we have so many wonderful wines. We literally have thousands and thousands of wines to choose from. And the ones I've mentioned here are but a few of those that would go perfectly with your meal. And you know, the folks at Haskell's will help pair that up. And best of all of these wines, with the exception of that expensive Chambord Musigny, are extremely affordable. There's a Haskell's near you where you can save big dollars on wine. Haskell's in Bloomington, Excelsior. There's a Haskell's in Faribault, right off of 35. Our Maple Grove Super Cellar is not to be missed. Bloomington, Excelsior. There's a Haskell's in Faribault, right off of 35. Our Maple Grove Super Cellar is not to be missed. 22,000 square feet of wines from around the world. In Minneapolis, we have free parking on Saturday and Sunday. There's a Haskell's at Ridgedale, Plymouth, St. Paul's, Highland Village, Stillwater, White Bear Lake, and Woodbury, too. And if you can't come into Haskell's, go to Haskell's.com. And don't forget, at Haskell's, we do deliver. And I'd like to take this opportunity to wish everyone a very happy Thanksgiving.
And to you as well, Jack. Let's talk next week.
You know, Denny, I'm going to look forward to that.
As Jack Farrell from Haskell's.